पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्दाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरक्षिते गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राघवाय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय यं प्राप्तजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्य वैपानो कातराय पुत्रे तन्मयतया सर्वो सर्वभूतवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि त्वया विना हम लोग कुछ दिनों से श्री मती राधिका जी के जन्मोत्सव के उपलक्ष्य में उनके तत्व का विवेचन कर रहे हैं। बहुत से वक्ताओं ने राधा जी पराशक्ति हैं, जब तक उनका आश्रय नहीं किया जाए तब तक कोई श्याम सिंधु रस में स्नान नहीं कर सकता। अनाराध राधा पदम भोजरेण अनाशक्त बिंदा कभी तत्परम कम असंभाषितम धीर चित्ता कुतः श्याम सिंधु रसास्यावता। तो श्याम रस मीन्स उन्नत जल पार्थिव भाव मूड ऑफ राइट। तो जब तक कोई श्री राम राधिका जी के चरणों का आश्रय नहीं ग्रहण किया, और जिन लोगों ने वृंदावन कटवी इसमें राधा जी की चरण धूरी सर्वत्र है उसका आश्रय नहीं लिया और परम ऋषि राधा जी के तत्व के जानने वाले प्रेम तत्व को जानने वाले महानुभावों के चरणों का आश्रय नहीं किया वो राधा तत्व श्याम रस इत्यादि के संबंध में कुछ भी नहीं आया। इसलिए बताया भजाम राधाम अरविंद नेत्राम स्मराम राधाम मधुर पिता श्याम बदाम राधाम करुणा पराद्रम तत्व मोहन नाथ गति। बस राधिका जी का एकांत रूप में आशय। इसलिए हम लोग रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी के पद्यों से राधा जी के स्वरूप का भी वर्णन किया। कृष्ण का अंग प्रत्यंग भाव भूषा जो स्नान कान का आभूषण इत्यादि वो सब कृष्ण प्रेममय है, इसको भी हम लोगों ने दिखलाया। तो आज परिव्राजक महाराज जी संक्षेप में कुछ उनके चरणों में पुष्पांजलि प्रदान। दो मिनट अंदर श्याम रानी सुरदी
हैव यू टोल्ड समथिंग नो So you should be ready. He has to. ठीक है।
ओम गान श्रीराम गणंजन नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरक्षिते नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगद्गते गोपेश्वर श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदादास श्री गौर वंशोधिनी हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सर्वत्र मदीय परम आराध्यम श्रील गुरुपद्म ओम विष्णुवाद प्रसाद गुरु कृष्ण भक्तिदान बामन गोस्वामी स्मरण कर আমার অনন্ত খুশি আত্মদানকে নিবেদন করা পশ্চাৎ অধিক পরম পরমার্থ শিক্ষক রূপাত্ম এবং বিষ্ণুবাদ অষ্টতত্ত্বী ছিলেন ভক্তিদান্ত নারায়ণ গোস্বামী মহারাজের শিক্ষণ প্রজমে মানে অনন্ত খুশি আত্মদান নাম নিবেদন করা হচ্ছে পশ্চাৎ নাম পূজনীয় ত্রিবেণী পাত্র বৈষ্ণববৃন্দ বৈষ্ণবী বৃন্দের চরণ স্থলে যথাযোগ্য সাদর ধন্যবাদ নাম নিবেদন করা আর আমরা তো পরম সৌভাগ্য কয়েকদিন আছে আমরা শ্রী রাধা তত্ত্ব বিষয় নিয়ে হরিকথ অমৃত শ্রবণ করা শাস্ত্রমে বিশেষ করে শ্রী চৈতন্য চৈতামৃতমে শ্রী অমৃত সিং পাড়িয়ে বর্ণনা কিয়া রাধা কৃষ্ণ একই স্বরূপ লীলারস আস্থা দিতে ঘরে দিল বস্তুত রাধা কৃষ্ণ একই তত্ত্ব হয় কিন্তু লীলারস আস্বাদন করতে গিয়ে এক হতে হয়ে ভি দো ভাব বিভাগ হওয়ার দো নাই হলে সে তো লীলারস আস্বাদন উৎকর্ষতা নাই হওয়া ইসলিয়ে লীলারস আস্বাদন করতে গিয়ে দো স্বরূপ মে হো গিয়া কিন্তু দো স্বরূপ হলে সে ভি এই হো সকতা হয় দো স্বরূপ এক জাতীয় হো সকতা হয় কিন্তু নেই এক জাতীয় হলে সে নেই হলা লীলারস আস্বাদন এক জাতীয় হলে সে নেই হলা বিজাতীয় হলে থেকে ইসলিয়ে এক জায়গা মে আবার বর্ণনা কি হয় শক্তি শক্তিমান উভয়ের অভেদাতত্ত্ব যদ্যপি শক্তি শক্তিমান উভয়ের অভেদ তত্ত্ব কিন্তু রস উৎকর্ষ দেখানে গিয়ে কিছু বিভেদ হয়ে কৃষ্ণ স্বরূপ কা প্রাধান্যতা দেখা গিয়া আর ইহার কৃষ্ণ যখন শক্তিমান তত্ত্বপুঞ্জির শক্তি রাধারানী হয় কৃষ্ণ কা যেতনে ভি ইচ্ছা উসকো পূর্ণ করণে কে লিয়ে স্বয়ং রাধারানী প্রকাশিত করে একই স্বরূপ হোনে কে ভি কৃষ্ণ কা যেতনে ভি মনোবাঞ্ছা হয় একমাত্র অন্তরঙ্গা শক্তি স্বরূপ শক্তি শ্রীমতী রাধারানী কৃষ্ণ কা সম্পূর্ণ অভিলাষ পূর্ণ করণে কে লিয়ে হয় আর কই দোসরা কই নেই হয় ये উদাহরণ দিয়া হয় রাসস্থলী মে কতগুলি গোপী হয় কৃষ্ণ কা মন সম্পূর্ণ মনোবাঞ্ছা পূর্ণ করে অপারগ হওয়ার একমাত্র রাধারানী কে উদার প্রাধান্য দেখা গিয়া ইসে হামলোগ ইয়ে হামলোগ বিচার শ্রবণ কিয়া যে রাধারানী কে উৎকর্ষতা আর জ্যাদা হয় কৃষ্ণ প্রেম কে সম্বন্ধ অভিধেয় প্রয়োজন প্রেম প্রয়োজন হয় সম্বন্ধ অভিধেয় ভক্তি আর প্রেম প্রয়োজন হয় প্রেম কিসকা প্রেম হয় কি কৃষ্ণ কা প্রেম না রাধারানী কা প্রেম কোন সা প্রেম আমার শোধন করা হয় বা কোন সা প্রেম আমার প্রয়োজন হয় মহারাজ শ্রী মুখারবিন্দ আমরা শ্রবণ দিয়া যে রাধা প্রেম कृष्ण का कोई प्रेम नहीं, ये राधा की प्रेम है। इसलिए ये राधा सर्व विषय में उत्कर्षता उनका महिमा दिखाया गया। राधा जी कोई कोई पर्वों में वर्षा में आविर्भूत हुआ है, जैसे विश्वभन खो रहा है वर्षा में, वहीं पर विश्वभन महाराज स्नान करने के लिए है कुंड में और उसमें पद पतदौर पद्मदौर में वो हट रही है और हंसते हैं और उसको देख करके मुग्ध होकर के विश्वभन महाराज उसको गोदी में लेके कितने का देवी को दिया है। और कोई पर्वों में इधर रावण में श्रीमती राधा जी को जन्म हुआ है। सब तत्व ठीक है, विशेष विशेष पर्वों में पर्वों भेद अंतर इसको दिखाया गया है। एक पर्व समान मैंने ब्रह्मा का एक दिन, ब्रह्मा का एक दिन अर्थात 30,66,20,000 वर्ष एक पर्व है। इसलिए एक एक पर्व भेदे विशेष विशेष लीला का वर्णन किया है कि ये हम लोग देखा है एक पर्व बात विचार करेंगे और दूसरे पर्व का विचार नहीं करेंगे तब तो हमको हमारे सिद्धांतों में थोड़ा सा सस्पेक्ट होगा। इसलिए विभिन्न पुराण का उदाहरण लेकर के हम लोग पर्व भेद में इन लोग को जो लीला चरित्र था हम श्रवण करेंगे तब तो स्वस्थ हो जाएगा। इसलिए हम लोग राधा जी को प्रार्थना बा राधा कृपा कटाक्ष में जो बताया है कि राधा जी का कृपा राधा भजन यदि मोती नहीं मिला कृष्ण भजन तब अकारण गला आ तब रही तो पुरुष नहीं मानी राधा विरही तो माधव नहीं मानी। इसलिए इसमें बताया जाए राधा भजन व्यतिरिक्त कृष्ण का भजन नहीं होगा, इसलिए राधारानी को अनुगत हम लोग करना चाहिए। कृष्ण में तो पुरुष बहु है लीला रथ आस्वादन करने के लिए, तो पुरुष का हृदय थोड़ा सा कठिन होता है और राधारानी स्वयं अलादिनी स्वरूपिणी शक्ति तत्व तो है स्त्री रूपा, इसलिए इन लोग हृदय सरल होता है। इसलिए राधारानी जितना की जितना कृपा का उदाहरण है सब शक्ति तत्व का ही है, कृष्ण का इतना भी नहीं है। इसलिए हम लोग राधारानी माध्यम से राधारानी कृपा लाभ पाने के लिए प्रचेष्टा करेंगे। ये प्रचेष्टा एकमात्र सफल होगा जो अनुभवशील व्यक्ति जो है गुरु वैष्णवगण उन लोग को अनुगत्व में एवं उन लोग को मुखारविंद से बड़ी कथा श्रवण करेंगे राधा तत्व को श्रवण करेंगे तब तो राधा रानी का कृपा हम लोग को पूरा है। बिना गुरु वैष्णव का कृपा और राधा रानी का कृपा नहीं होगा। इसलिए मैं गुरुपाद पद्म तथा अभिन्न गुरुपाद पद्म शिक्षक गुरुपाद पद्म सफल वैष्णव चरण मेरा प्रार्थना है आप लोग कृपा करें जिससे मैं उनकी कृपा लाभ करने को समर्थ
श्रीमान माधव महाराज कुछ बोले मैं तो आप सब कर जाएगा মান করলে আমি আমার খাওয়া দাওয়া বন্ধ করে দিই। তোমাকে এখন বিশেষ ধ্যান দিতে ইয়ে কথা যে আমি বললেই নেই দে
জন্মাষ্টমী একদিন
জন্মাষ্টমী বোলাই নেই बाहर विदेश में भी इनको बोलने नहीं थे।
Forest. So this desire, so one kind of thought,
बाकी लैटरल पोजिशन मूर्छित कसा है। निठुर कसा मीन्स हॉट देर नॉट एट आउट हॉट कंप्लीटली वॉश आउट। सेकेंड एग्जाम्पल इज सुखदेव गोस्वामी। थर्ड वॉज प्राप्त पार्षद भागवत देह। सेकेंड पेज ऑफ नारद ऋषि बीइंग एसोसिएट ऑफ सुप्रीम ऑन गॉड इज ट्रेवलिंग ऑल ओवर यूनिवर्सेस। सो व्हाट इज भक्त भागवत यू कैन नो अबाउट ग्रंथ भागवत। ग्रंथ भागवत ऑल्सो टू टाइप्स चैतन्य भागवत श्रीमद भागवत स्पेशली इन धर्मकली अंडर द गाइडेंस ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु नाम कैन एडवांस इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस। सो वी हैव टू नो अबाउट श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु and have to accept him as a guru. Like Das Goswami has told, Sachisandhu Nandi Sarapati Sate Guru Varam. Guru Varam means Sastra Guru. If you want to enter in Krishna realm, have to consider Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Guru Varam means Sastra Guru. So you have to know about Chaitanya Bhagavat and Srimad Bhagavat both. Unless until you are not knowing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not getting master Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, none can advance in Krishna consciousness what to say about entering Krishna's realm. So by this way, if you want to advance, then you have to come to Rupa Goswami's Upadeshamritam. Gurudev was discussing in Bhagavad Gita last year that Pachamegal Manasar Pradavivam in this world, this is for householder, means householder practice first, who will be renounced, either Brahmachari or Sannyasi. They must have to be extremely qualified about this. Every year we have seen and we have heard from Vrinda Lotus Leaf. Every year our Guru Varlords, they fixed goal after that they slow the process. So why should Guru Goswami Pad start Bhachavegam? What is the goal here? And what the process? So, Sarvam Uttiman Prasidhim Yetan Yekanda Vishayuta Dhira Sarvam Uttiman Prasidhim Prasidhya. So Vishwayuta Dhira, then Dhir Purush, what will be, can control the whole world. How, what kind of Dhir Purush? Vikritam Rajapati Vidancha Vishnu, Sathan Mitaru Sriya Rathaparna Yajya, Bhakti Param Bhagavati Pratila Bhagavam, Hidrogam Apa Asu Apanya Tachira Dhira, Vikritam Rajapati Vidancha Vishnu, Vikritam, in special way he is playing with Rajapati, with so many Rajapati. Why not only one Vajapadu? Bahukantan, Naikin, Bahukanta Vinane Rasarullah. Without so many kantas, there is no greatness of loss. So Vajapadu be. Vidancha Vishnu. So who will hear this? Sardhanito, with full faith. After that, moreover, Sardhanito Anushmiya have to listen regularly and under guidance. Then what will be the job? Not only Anushmiya. Athavarna Yajya, after listening, he has to destroy to others. Then, this dog will go away. So, who will hear continuously and under guidance and destroy later on, he will be dhir. So, what is ultimate goal or aim of this Upadeshamritam? The Rupa Goswami is telling dhir. Vishwayuta Dhira. What kind of dhir? Who is always listening pastimes of divine kapur and describe others. What are this process? Bhachavegam, Manasakodhivegam. Here is the process and this is the goal. So, knowing this, now I have to know if you enter into Krishna realm, you want to do bhajan. What the aim we have shown us before, Asai Dasya Vishwavan Jaya. Then you have to know the relationship first. So, what is the relation between ourselves and Srimad Radha Thakurani? What is the relation between ourselves and Krishna? What is the relation between Sri Radhakrishna, Srimati Radhakrishna and Sri Krishna? I have to know all these things. What is the relation with Radhakrishna? And what is the relation with Krishna? We have no direct relation with Krishna. Our direct relation is Srimati Radhakrishna. That's the story we have told. Madhishan Arthakte Vaja Vipina Chandran Vaja Vaneshwari Tan Nathakte Parasura Sukhi Te Tularitam विशाखांशी छड़ी वितरण गुरुत्व प्रिय सरो दिन जो तत्क चलन चतुर्थे स्मर मन मनीषा ना सत्ते विश्वमती ठाकुरानी सीधा स्वामिनी डायरेक्ट लेसन विथ हर बट नॉट डायरेक्ट लेसन विथ नंदन नंदन
we see is the beloved of our Swaminijis, this Guru-Bhakta relation. So knowing this, you have to advance in Krishna consciousness. So our direct person is Radhika, that is our Swaminiji. What she wants, we have to do that. And in which pastimes the greatness of Radhika has shown, we have to know that also. So, Arjuna asked to Krishna, it's mentioned in Adi Purana again, the Purgati Vastami quoted in Chaitanya Charitamritam, that which pastime is best and why so? Krishna told, Samki Yadavi Me Prajya, Lilastata Manohara, Nahi Janis Vite Rasde, Marame Kirtisan Bhave. I have so many pastimes and Prajya. Prakrishta, Ijja, Prajya, all are highly worshipped by sadhakas. Still, even if the Sakha Lila, Vatsalya Lila, or Madhurya Lila, all are very attractive. We have seen Hainuga Jasa, his Sakha pastimes is so nice. Vatsalya pastimes like Kalvik training or Dhammana is so nice. Hainuga Jasa, your pastimes Gopi is so nice. So all are very attractive. But Krishna is telling, Lilasata Manohara, Nahi Jane Smrite Rase Manome Kirtisan Bhave. But I don't know how my mind became upset or became too much controlled or I became bewildered only in Ras pastimes. Why so? Because Ras pastime, in Ras pastime, the supremacy of Radhika has shown everywhere. If Radhika is there, then Ras pastime is there. If Radhika is disappeared from Ras dance, then Krishna will not be there. As you have seen in yesterday in drama play. So, when Raghavan described to Mahaprabhu that Sri Krishna Chandra took away Radhika Thakurani from the fear of gopis, and where is the greatness of Srimati Radhika? Well, we have shown it. And only in last past time, the greatness of Radhika has been shown. That Manaya Radhika Mundam Bhagavan Hari Vishkara Yanno Vihara Govinda Pritoda Manaya Sraha. So, against party gopis, they are, and other, Sapaksha, Vipaksha, Tatastha, Sripaksha, all are searching for Krishna. But Sapaksha, the supporting party of Radha Thakurani, they are searching Srimati Radhika and Krishna both. When they found the blueprint of Srimati Radhika, they became extremely happy. Oh, our Sakhi is with Krishna Chandra. Our Sakhi is not alone anywhere else. And Krishna is not going alone. The Sakhi is there. But Vipaksha, they never saw Radhika's lotus feet. They didn't see the blueprint, they could not understand who is she or whose blueprint is this. So they remark, Anaya Rahitaunam Bhagavan Hari Vishthara Yanno Vihara Govinda Pritoda Manaya Draha. There must be this Gopi has heard to Hari. So Bhagavan Hari took him in solitary place. And when Mahaprabhu asked that it seems that Krishna becomes so fearful for all Gopis, so he took her, it's like it came from not in front of everyone. Then Ramananda Rai quoted another slok from Gita Govinda. Kamsarayani samsara vasanabhadra sinkhala Radha mataya hidaye tatta javaya sundari. In the last dance, Krishna wants to show the greatness of Srimati Radha Thakurani, so give up all gopis. In presence of, in front of every, all gopis, Krishna took Radha Thakurani and disappeared from last dance. By this way, the greatness of Radhika have been established. And why? Don't you know who want to be inclined towards Radhika? If we want Krishna prem, but Krishna prem is the asrayati of them towards Krishna, like the Bhagavad Gita Maharaj told, not Krishna prem, but Radha prem is asrayati of them. Why so? Because Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura has told, Radhika Vasi Yadi Hoy Abhiman, Sikha Milayatava Gokulakan. think we have ego or pride, proud that we are less servant to Srimati Radhakaturani, it is not very easily possible for us. So our Gauri Vaishnavas are telling, Bhakti na Krishna Charaninga Karoni Chartim, Radha Padam Puja Vajakana Sahasena, Tasra Dhinam Charanipata Vishesa Vettam, Doibadam Umerikul Sati Dasi Buddhim. Bhakti na Krishna Charaninga Karoni Chartim, you don't want to pray the Lotus Feet of Krishna. I don't want to give us an for Lotus Feet of Krishna. Then if someone is here, oh, why you become so popular? What is the cause? Then our Guru was replying, Radha Padam Muja Rajasa Rajakana Sahasena. I have the small particle of Srimad Radhika Kiddas. By this I am so bold, so I am not caring for Krishna. Rajakantasa Diganta Nipata Vishesa Vetta Doibadan Kvarishan Dasi Buddhim. If sometime she will thought that she is my male servant, then Krishna bound to control by me, so I don't care for Krishna. I always care for Srimati Radhakaturani. So our Guru has told, Hatemi kapu bhadat gadayat vacha Priyasi nipatka bhumi danda vatunda vatarti Asya prasada mahudasta janasta pitta Gantha vike niyagani garanam videhi. Here also prayer for Srimati Radhakaturani, not for Krishna. And if we pray for Radhakaturani and not Krishna, then how will we result? Then our Guru replied, don't worry. Why not? Krishna never be alone. He always controlled by Srimati Radhika. How come? Radha prayati vipinam vipinam prayati Radha nikunja salani sachatatra nittam Radha sukhe sukham uketta dukhe cha dukhi Krishna padati kholu tishpati na satantra. Whenever Srimati Radhika enter in any vipin, any forest, Krishna enter there. If Radhika is nikunja sadan, in then Krishna entered there. If Radhika is happy, Krishna happy. If Radhika is unhappy, Krishna unhappy. So never be alone. So Krishna always controlled by Srimati Radhika. Now time has been passed. So all are looking towards the lotus leaf, want to listen from the lotus leaf. So I want to finish here. And other time, when we get time, then we'll explain other things. Hare Krishna.
राधिका जी के तत्व के संबंध में बहुत कुछ इसमें जयदेव जी के वेद गोविंद का भी उदाहरण दिया कि चोरी करके ले गए तब पर राधा जी की महिमा नहीं हुई, सबके सामने किसी की अपेक्षा ना करके ले जाए तो राधिका जी की महिमा है, और भी बहुत से उदाहरण उन्होंने दिए। अब भक्ति सार महाराज जी उसको बेटर यू शुड सी टाइम टू टाइम स्पीक्स एंड वी हैव सम टाइम 15 मिनट यू शुड स्पीक एंड 15
So, when you trust the Shri Gurudev, it is glorified Srimati Radhika. But our words are not actually sufficient to glorify Srimati Radhika because her glorification affects Krishna. And only great personalities like Sri Jayadeva Goswami and our Goswamis, they can actually write beautiful stavan and stuti glorifying Srimati Radhika. So our words are like those of little broken children, broken words of children. But for the pleasure of Srila Gurudev, we will try to speak something. So Srimati Radharani, she appeared in Babel, and her father, she's known as Vrishabhanu Nandini. Because Vrishabhanu Maharaj, he was going to take his bath early in the morning, and he saw a beautiful 1,000-petal golden lotus flower And in the middle of that lotus flower was a beautiful baby girl, shaking her legs and moving her arms. And he was completely captivated. So he took this little girl home with him. And they were very overjoyed to have such a blessing. Actually, Brahma said in a voice that this is the Swarup Shakti, Kalyani Shakti of Bhagavan himself has appeared. And Rishabhani Maharaj took her home. Narad Muni, in the meantime, he already knew about the appearance of Krishna. So, because he is Vaishnava, he knows that wherever there is Parashaktiman, Parashakti cannot be far away, must also be coming. So, he knew that Krishna had appeared, but now he wanted to find, oh, where is his Parashakti? So he was going around Braj, chanting, and going from door to door to find if there was any appearance of some baby girl. And when he came to the home of Rishabhanu Maharaj, he asked, oh, do you have a new baby here? And Rishabhanu Maharaj says, yes. And he brought his one-year-old boy, Sridham. And Narada said, no, newer baby. So he said, well, actually, yes, I have a new baby girl. And Narada became very excited. She said, oh, may I please, have you done any samskar for her, a birth ceremony or blessings? No, not yet. Oh, please, you allow me to do this. So Rishabhanu Maharaj was very pleased to have such a great exalted sadhu to come and do this ceremony for Radhika. So he brought her into Radhika's room, and then he went to go get all the paraphernalia for such puja, samskar. Now Narada was in ecstasy, looking at the beautiful little girl, and he closed his eyes, and he began to offer prayers. Suddenly, he heard a very Pragalva voice. Hey, Narada, open your eyes and look upon your Ishtadeva. So, who is speaking in such a bold voice to Narada? This is Lalita Sakhi. So Narada opened his eyes, and there was Srimati Radhika in her Navakishori form. Not to just entering the period between childhood and adulthood, most beautiful age. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has described that Krishna, being absolute truth, he's unlimited, infinite, and he's also infinitesimal. But we cannot have a relationship with the infinite or the infinitesimal. So, because he's absolute, Krishna also has a very charming medium form. If you go out and look at the universe, which is limited, but it's so vast, it's very difficult to feel a relationship with the universe. What to speak of? The unlimited expanse of Krishna, or his infinitesimal form as Paramatma, and smaller than the smallest. Very difficult to feel a relationship there, or to have a relationship. But Krishna is absolute, therefore he's also a beautiful medium size that we can relate with and have a beautiful relationship with. So that form of the absolute, which is medium size, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, the all-accommodating, charming medium size. It's accommodating both the infinite and the infinitesimal, and you can see it before your eyes. So now he got to see the all-accommodating, charming form of the Parashakti, Radhika herself, in that just beautiful age between childhood and adulthood. So when Narada saw Srimati Radhika in that form, accompanied by her eight Kayabhyuha Shaktis, the eight principal Sakis, he immediately went into ecstasy, fell on the ground, rolling, weeping, and crying. Just at that moment, Rishabhanu Maharaj came back in with the paraphernalia for doing the puja. And instantly all the Sakis disappeared, and Srimati Radhika became just a little baby girl again in her crib. And Rishabhanu was looking, oh my goodness, what happened to Narada Muni? He's rolling on the ground. Did something happen? Are you all right? And Narada composed himself quickly and said, oh, everything is all right. And so he got this very beautiful sporty, a private darshan of Srimati Radhika. So wherever there is Krishna, Radhika will not be very far away. And Krishna's love, Krishna's sweetness and beauty attracts Radhika so much. And Krishna wanted to know, is there any love like Radhika's anywhere in this universe? So we all know how he saw her prem by Chitya, how she was, even though sitting on his lap, she was weeping in separation from him. And yet when he was not there, they were feeling comforted by embracing Tamaltri, seeing Krishna everywhere. So he went to Mathura, and so many Mathura Ramanis, and he went to Dwarkadish, and then he even arranged to try and enjoy and see if there was any love like Radhika's in all the different species of life. When he rescued the 16,000 princesses and queens and girls who were from all parts of the universe that Narakasura had kidnapped. And this way he could taste all different moods of Radhika and her different expansions as these different girls and forms. But never, never he could find anywhere in the whole universe anyone whose love was like Radhika's. So he tried himself and he failed. So therefore, he realized, to understand Radhika's love, I will have to assume her moods or bhavs. And therefore, Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to fully understand her love. And we're so very, very fortunate in this particular Kali Yuga. Srila Gurudev gave astounding information last year in Berlin. He explained, because the question may arise, in the Nitya Lila, in Dwarka Dham, Krishna is very satisfied. He is completely satisfied with the service of Rukmini and Satyabhama and all his queens. But during his Lila, in Prakat Lila, in this manifestation, in this Kali Yuga, when he goes to Mathura, he's weeping in separation from the Gopis. So Gurudev said, we'll have to reconcile this because Rupa Goswami has described that Krishna, Radhika, they never stepped a foot outside of Vrindavan. So who is this Krishna who is weeping in Mathura, who when he goes to Dwarka, in spite of having 16,180 wives, is still crying at night and wetting his pillow, calling on Radhika's name. So who is that? Dwarkadish. So Gurudev explained that these are special manifestations of Rajendranandana Krishna. This is not Vasudeva Krishna in Dwarka or Mathureshwar in Krishna in Dwarka, this and in Mathura. This is a special manifestation called Vyogi Krishna. And that Radhika, who is in Vrindavan, Viparlamba, separation mood. Yoga means union. So Krishna is feeling union and separation, Vyogi. And Radharani is also feeling Vyogini, union and separation. And again, when they are meeting in Kurukshetra, who is that Krishna? And who is that Radha if they have not ever left Vrindavan? This is some Yogi Krishna and some Yogini Radhika. And there they are having meeting, but they are feeling separation from Vrindavan Dham. So Gurudev explained all these beautiful truths about Radha Tattva, and there's one last thing that Gurudev said last year in Berlin. And he said, I think that most devotees will not be able to understand this subject, and I'm certainly one of those. But even if I continually speak about it, only a high class of devotee can realize something, and yet I am explaining it. I don't know why I am telling you this. This is my bad habit. I want to forget management and other external activities. I want to immerse myself and weep bitterly like the gopis do for Krishna. I want to serve Srimati Radhika and be very happy to control Krishna. I want that she will order me. Be at the door of the Kunj and don't let Krishna come in. These pastimes are in my heart. So, in Vedic tradition, on someone's birthday, they give a gift. Now, in the Western culture, people give gifts to the person having the birthday. So, also we gave gifts to Srimati Radhika from all over Mathura yesterday. Gifts were coming by the wonderful arrangement of Gurudev to celebrate her appearance day. But also, I think I can be bold to ask Srimati Radhika that on this, her celebration of her appearance, that she will fulfill Gurudev's desire very soon, please. Hare Krishna.
Now Shyam Rani will speak 15 minutes, not more than that.
Om Ajnanam Sikaram Dasya Ajnanam Jana Sulakaya Chakshuram Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my Paramaraja Sama, Dikshi Guru Paripatma, Nichalila Prabhishta, Om Vishnu Pai, Astotra Siddha Shri Srimachala Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my Paramaraja Sama, Shri Guru Paripatma, Om Vishnu Pai, Astotra Siddha Shri Srimachala Bhaktivedanta Narayana Gosai Maharaj. To all of our Guru Varga and all the assembled devotees. As Srila Gurudev has said in the last few nights, and as the speakers have so nicely said, Srimati Radhika is manifestation of the highest love, Madanatya Mahabhava. Our emotions are the reality, and all emotions in this material world of love, hate, envy, desire, lamentation, happiness, are all perverted reflections of the real emotions of Srimati Radhika. So, Radha Tattva is Prem Tattva. And Prem Tattva has two divisions. One is separation and one is unity. Sometimes Srila Gurudev explains that separation is higher, and sometimes he explains because in separation one forgets everything external and only becomes absorbed in inner moods. But we've also heard him say that meaning is higher, and we'll discuss both of those. So one feature of separation, Srila Gurudev explains everywhere he goes in the West, when he speaks about the five bhaktas, the highest among whom is Uddhav, and then Uddhav's glorification of Srimati Radhika. Krishna sent Uddhav to Vrindavan to go to the school of the principal of love, Srimati Radhika, to go to her university where her expansions, Lalita and Vishakha, are the headmasters. So Krishna sent Uddhav so that he would learn the meaning of the 2.5 letters, prema, in the same place where Krishna learns about love. As was quoted yesterday or the day before, Radharani is asking Vrindadevi, what is Krishna doing? Oh, he's learning love from his dancing master. That is, your image, which he sees everywhere. Just like the leaves learn from their dancing master, the breeze, the wind, and uncontrollably they fly in the tune of their dancing master. So Krishna is uncontrollably lost, taking shelter of the love of Srimati Radhika. So Krishna is sending Uddhava to learn in that same university so that Uddhav could experience some of that love and come back to Dwarka and relieve Krishna's feelings of separation by his new understanding. So when Uddhav went there, he met the gopis, and under Radharani's inspiration, he was given a test to enter into her university of love. He failed that test miserably, because as Gurudev said, one required 85% and he only got 25%. He was questioned by her inspiration in his examination. That is, please tell us, oh Shyam, you're Shyam like Krishna, but you're not that Shyam. You're wearing his vitambra, you're wearing his garland, and you're also Shyam, but you're not that Shyam. You're coming from that Shyam. Please tell us something about our Shyam. We have a question about love. That is, we see that the birds take shelter of a forest, and they get so many benefits from the forest. But when that forest goes up ablaze, the birds don't remember the forest at all, and they run away without caring at all. Somebody goes to Gurukula, and they learn so much from the teacher, But once they get the diploma, they completely forget about that gurukula and their teachers. No more relationships. And some beggar is going door to door, begging some alms and giving some instructions for the welfare of the person in the house. As soon as he gets the alms, he forgets the person, no more instructions, and he goes away. So, under Radharani's inspiration, the gopis are asking Buddha, how is it that our love was so strong? We gave up everything. We gave up our chastity to husband. We gave up our consideration of abusive society. Krishna family also gave up everything to meet with us. And then all of a sudden, he disappeared, never to come back again. How is it that such a love, which is selfless, somehow or other appears to have broken? And what did Buddha do? Buddha said he scratched his head. He couldn't answer at all, and therefore he couldn't be admitted. The gopis brought him to their Priyasati Radhika so that he could witness her love and separation. But somebody was already there witnessing her love and separation, and that is Sri Krishna. As Madhav Maharaj just mentioned, in order to make Radharani happy, Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura, thinking that something is lost in meaning. Every time Radharani is feeling meaning for me, like a trained sarobra, then she thinks that I'm separated from her, and she weeps and beats her chest, thinking that I'm gone and I'll never return. But when I'm not there, then she chastises the cloud. Not, oh cloud, but, oh Krishna, I know what you did. I don't want any relationship with you anymore. Or when she sees it's a multitude, she may embrace it, thinking that it's me. But something is lost in meaning, and everything is gained in separation. So this person who was thinking like that, he thought, well, I'll make Radharani and the gopis happy by leaving Vrindavan. But what happened? It got worse for them, and it got worse for him. He felt more separation, and they felt more separation. So Buddha now is witnessing this loving separation of Srimati Radhika. But somebody had already come to witness it, and that is a bumblebee. But who is this bumblebee? Srila Gurudev said this bumblebee might very well be Sri Krishna, who, always desiring to be astounded by the love in meeting and love in separation of Srimati Radhika, came to be astounded in the form of that bee. So Radhika told that bee, oh bee, don't touch my feet. I know why you've come. You've come to make a compromise. You want me to make a compromise with that other black. You're black, and your mustaches are, I know they're filled with kumkum, and that's how they got their orange color. How? Because you've come, just come from Mathura. Everything that Radharani sees is in her, as Srila Gurudev explained yesterday, in her very, very highest Madanati Mahabhava, which no one but her can understand. So she's now in this Mohan Bhav, which is included in the Madanati Mahabhava. Now she's in Mohanati Mahabhava. And she's saying, I know why, because she's seeing everything in relation to her Madhurya Bhav. She's not seeing Krishna in relation to any Aishwarya Bhav, though she says, I've heard from Purnamasi that Krishna has so many incarnations. But I know that in Krishna's past life he was the same black that he is now. And he sent his black messenger. I know that your mustaches are orange from kumkum. Why? Because you've come from Mathura and you've been on the garland of Krishna after he's embraced one of his queens, also trying to get rid of her mind. Krishna spends the whole day in Dwarka going from one to another to another, or in Mathura rather, going from one to another to another. And I know that you're wasting your time with us because we're too intelligent to make any compromise with Krishna. We know him better than anyone. You tell the Obi that Lakshmi loves Krishna. She serves Krishna. She knows how sincere he is. But I know that Lakshmi doesn't know anything about Krishna. She's new. But we're old. We know Krishna very well. So we know why you have your mustache like this. Because Krishna was trying to get rid of the man of his queen. And you sat on that garland. And therefore you have that kumkum from that queen. You can go from queen to queen. And when you go to them, they'll give you some remuneration. And will be satisfied trying to break their mind. But you can never get any satisfaction here because we've lost everything on account of Krishna. And now we're just like birds in the forest. We've heard about his past life when he was black. We heard when he was Ram, and he was just as black. He was Sham then also. And he had the same problem as he has now. He couldn't stay away from a lady even for one moment. So even he killed a monkey just to get back his wife because of his lust just like he has now. And Vamadeva, he was black also. He's that same black Sham Sundar. And he was offered everything by Bali Maharaj. But what did he do in return because he's such a cheater? He bound him up. First he took everything. He took the lower planet, the middle planet, the upper planet. He went through the universal covering. And then he asked, where should I put my other foot? Bali Maharaj surrendered his whole head. And what did he do? He bound him up and sent him to the lower planet. So we know that black cheater Krishna. So Buddha is hearing these beautiful prayers and separation and being astounded, thinking that I thought that I had some love for Krishna. But now I see that Radharani's love and the love of Prasaki, the gopis, they're like Mount Everest. And looking up at that Mount Everest, way, way up, my cap fell off because I had to look so high. So he's praising that in this village of Raj, the purification of the entire universe is Radharani and the Vrajaramanis, because their songs and separation purify the entire universe. When he was speaking to them, Srimati Radhika told Buddha, if Krishna asks you how we are, tell him that we're fine. We're not worried at all. We're not feeling separation at all. Why? Because if you have a very, very old rag, and you wet that rag and squeeze it, what will happen to that rag? It's so old and tattered that it will break into pieces and just shrivel. So Krishna is already feeling so much separation from us that if he hears what we're going through, if he hears about our separation, surely he'll die. We know that Krishna never lies. He always speaks the truth. And he said, I'll be coming back May 1st, Sonangra. Tomorrow, day after tomorrow, I'll certainly be back. We're keeping our lives. Why? Because if we would die and Krishna keeps his promise and comes back, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, or whenever he comes back, and he hears from the residents of Vrindavan that we've died, that I've died, then surely he'll die. So just tell Krishna we're doing fine. So Buddha went back to Krishna after praying that he would become a blade of grass so that when Radhika and her sakis, her expansions of her moods, are going to their meetings with Krishna, then the dust of her feet will fall on his head. So when he went back and revealed the glory of the love of Srimati Radhika to Krishna, instead of being pacified, Krishna's feeling of separation increased even more. Another aspect of this love and separation is Srimati Radhika and her sakis, her expansions, singing gopi geets. It appeared in her chanting of gopi geets that it was for her own benefit that she wanted Krishna's association, that she would die without it. But Srila Gurudev revealed in a deep meaning of the song of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, you all know the song Sri Radha Krishna Padukama Mahima. So in that song there's one line, Dela Jadivas Na Asive Ara. In the general meaning of that verse, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur is speaking for us that at every moment my life is going towards death, in waves towards the ocean of death. And I haven't done bhajan, so I don't know what will become of me. But the real deep meaning of this line is the gopis headed by Srimati Radhika are speaking to Krishna, who is hiding in some kutch, again, just to be astounded by the love and separation of Srimati Radhika and her associates. So really, Srimati Radhika is saying that now we are in the prime of youth. We're in the most beautiful time when beauty is at the extreme most. And, oh Krishna, you're not seeing us now. So therefore, you can experience real happiness. If Krishna says to them, well, I can see you sometime soon, no problem. No, you don't understand. This very moment is the height of our youth and the height of our brilliant beauty. So if you don't see us now, then your life can never be successful. So actually they're speaking only for Krishna's benefit. The same thing, another love and separation of Srimati Radhika in Kurukshetra, which is also mentioned by Srikhad Radha Maharaj. It appears that Radharani is speaking on her own behalf, saying that the residents of Vrindavan are dying without you. Even the bumblebees are not humming or taking any honey from the bees. They are just rolling on the ground and weeping. It seems like she's speaking on her own behalf, but actually she's speaking on for the benefit of Krishna. Why? Because she knows the nature of Krishna. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, I am revealed as I am only to my unalloyed devotees. So Srimati Radhika is not devotee, she's Krishna himself. She's the other half of Krishna. But she is the supreme beloved of Krishna and the only one who can satisfy Krishna by her love. Anyone else who can satisfy Krishna, that's all by her mercy. Sukha Rupa Krishna, Kori Sukha Asvadan, Bhakti Gana Sukha Dite, Korena Padini, Koran. That is, Krishna is manifesting his happiness, he takes happiness and he gives happiness to his devotees. These three varieties are caused only by Srimati Radhika. So Radharani knows the nature of Krishna. She knows that he's shy because she's the topmost. She knows him as he is. She knows that he's shy and he can't admit how he's feeling. So instead he said to her in Purushetra, you've heard that I'm God? It's true, I'm God. And if you just see me everywhere, then you won't be unhappy. So she knows that Krishna's really feeling so much unhappiness and he can't express it. So she's expressing it so that Krishna won't have to express it, so that he can be relieved of having to admit it, and so that he can take pleasure in her happiness. But just one last point is that Gurudev also said that even though this separation is so high, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas feel that meaning is higher. Otherwise, why won't you Rupa Goswami write Lalita Madhava? That again they met when Radharani became Satyabhama, and again they met and Chandravali, as Rukmini, again became jealous of Satyabhama, who was really Radharani. Why did Kavi Karnapur or Gaudiya Vaishnava stop at Rasa Lila? Only Gurudev said people like Kamsa or Akura or any neutral person, they will want to see Radha and Krishna separated. Or somebody from Chandravali's side, they will want to see Radha and Krishna separation. But for those in the line of Rupa Goswami, at Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, I don't want to see the face of anyone who's on the opposite side of Radharani's camp and wants to see that separation. Therefore, in all of our acharyas' prayers, they teach us how to pray. Oh, when will that day come when Krishna is marking your feet with his own name and he's trembling so much that you, Srimati Raghunath Das Goswami, is praying that when will you indicate to me that I should take the pen from Krishna and paint your feet myself just to increase his anxiety? And then when I do that and laugh, you kick me in the head and place upon my head your footprints with the wet lath that had Krishna's name on the bottom of it that Krishna had put on his head. So the Gaudiya Vaishnavas in the line of Rupa Goswami up to our present Acharya, though separation is so high, they prefer to see Krishna feeling separation from Radharani and lying to Krishna and saying Radharani went there when actually she went there just to increase his anxiety. So we pray at the lotus feet of our Gurudev, our Prabhupada, and all of our Guru Parampara that we'll forget this perverted reflection anxiety and come to the real emotion of serving that Madanati Mahabhat Sarupini Srimati Radhika. Thank you.
समय हो गया है और कल होगा। इन्होंने श्रीमद् भागवत में भी प्रामाणिक व्यक्ति का नाम लिया जो कृष्ण के अत्यंत प्राण प्रिय है। उद्धव जी को प्रश्न भेजा और वो उद्धव जी स्वयं अपने आप गए, अपने आंखों से, अपने भावों से गोपियों को देखा परखा और फिर उन्होंने उनकी स्तुति की। और विशेष करके उनका सौभाग्य हुआ कि भ्रमर गीत को सुना। भ्रमर गीत की वक्ता कौन है? वक्ता कौन है? कैसे प्रमाण क्या है? कोई गोपी हो सकती है, क्या प्रमाण है? इज देयर एनी प्रूफ दैट श्रीमती राधिका इज टेलिंग हर्सेल्फ? इट मे बी अनदर गोपी कैंडिडेट.
अरे
काचित और वो भी कृष्ण के भावों को ध्यान करती हुई प्रमुख जो गोपी थी वो करे. प्रमुख गोपी है उसने ये सब जो निकले हैं भाव वो राधानी जी के मुख से निकले हैं. इसलिए उद्धव जी ने जो अंत में स्तुति सौ की वो राधिका जी के लिए की और उसको समझ
पता है ने राधा भजन व्यतिरिक के कृष्ण का भजन नहीं होगा, इसलिए राधा रानी को अनुगत संलोक करना चाहिए. कृष्ण तो इसमें तो पुरुष बपू है लीला रस आस्वादन करने के लिए, तो पुरुष का हृदय थोड़ा सा कठिन होता है और राधा रानी स्वयं अलादिनी स्वरूपिणी शक्ति तत्व है स्त्री रूपा, इसलिए इन लोग हृदय सरल होता है. इसलिए राधा रानी जितना भी जितना कृपा का उदाहरण है सब शक्ति तत्व का ही है, कृष्ण का इतना भी नहीं है. इसलिए हम लोग राधा रानी माध्यम से राधा रानी कृपा लाभ करने के लिए प्रचेष्टा करेंगे. ये प्रचेष्टा एकमात्र सफल होगा जो अनुभवशील व्यक्ति जो है गुरु वैष्णवगण उन लोग को अनुगत्व में एवं उन लोग को मुखारविंद से हरी कथा श्रवण करेंगे राधा तत्व श्रवण करेंगे तब तो राधा रानी का कृपा हम लोग को पड़ा. बिना गुरु वैष्णव का कृपा और राधा रानी का कृपा नहीं होगा. इसलिए मैं गुरुपाद पद्म तथा अभिन्न गुरुपाद पद्म शिक्षक गुरुपाद पद्म सकल वैष्णव चरणे मेरा प्रार्थना है आप लोग कृपा करें जिससे मैं उनकी कृपा लाभ करने को समर्थ बनता.
श्रीमान माधव महाराज कुछ बोले मैं तो आप शुरू से कर जाएगा. মান করলে আমি আমার খাওয়া দাওয়া বন্ধ হয়ে যাবে. তোমাকে এখন বিশেষ ধ্যান দিতে ইয়ে কথা যে আমি বললেই নেই দে
জন্মাষ্টমী
একদিন ইন্হোনে বোলা হি নেই বাহার বিদেশ মে ভি ইনকো বোলনে নেই.
जैनांजनशलाकक्षुर्मिलितमेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. वञ्चाकपतदुःखश्च पिपासिन्धुभयेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. कनकजलजगात्रौ नीलसनाब्जनेत्रौ दिगमदमरभालौ मालतीकुञ्जमालौ तरलतरुणवेशौ नीलपीताम्बरेशौ स्मरन् निवितनिवृन्दे राधिकाकृष्णचन्द्रौ. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम
First of all, I pay my humble obeisances the lotus feet of my Paramahansa Guru Pada Padma, Om Vishnu Parat, Parivraja Kacharya Varja, Astrot, Harsimad Bhakti Vedanta Vishnu Bhavanda Sai Maharaj, and Om Vishnu Parat, Parivraja Kacharya Varja, Astrot, Harsimad Bhakti Vedanta Vishnu Bhavanda Sai Maharaj. After that, I convey my humble pranam to all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who assembled here. Srila Gurudev ordered me to discuss something about Sri Radha Tattva. As before, you have heard from Srila Gurudev's lotus leaf that Radha, Gurudev explained स्वयं श्रीमती राधा ठाकुरानी मैनिफेस्ट इन बंसी बॉट फ्रॉम द लेफ्ट साइड ऑफ श्री कृष्ण चंद्र देन ही रन टुवर्ड्स कृष्ण राम मींस विद अनुराग धा मींस टू रन वेरी फास्ट सो इज राधा श्रीमती राधा ठाकुरानी Ladini Shakti, Ladini potency of Sri Krishna Chandra. He has two forms, one Murta, another Amurta. In Amurta form, the last fraction is Shraddha, from Shraddha to gradually Mahabhav, and Mahabhav Sarupasti Radha Thakurani. In Murta Sarup, she is Vrishabhan Nandini, or Srimati Radha Thakurani. We have our ultimate goal is to Asahi Dase Vishabhanu Jaya. We want to be made servantship of Srimati Radha Thakurani. And other way, Sri Nanda Nandana Jivana Pramayini Radhika Atushvatu Me. These two ideas of Rupan Gopasana was. So we want these two. But how we can receive that? We have to go through his go to her Amurta Sarup from Shraddha to gradually to Mahabhav. So, Shraddha, Adhisanga Bhajandriya Amata Nishtha, in Nishtha it mentioned, Nashtra Prayesu Abhadresu, Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya, Bhagavati Uttama Sloke, Bhakti Bhavati Nashtiki, Nashtra Prayesu Abhadresu, the Anarthas, which mentioned by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Bhajan Rahasya or Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur in his Madhurya Kadambini. And almost we finish. Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya. And how it will finish? Have to serve Bhagavata regularly. Then Nishtha will come. Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Sloka Bhaktivinoda Nishtiki. Bhagavata also two types. One Granta Bhagavata, another Bhakta Bhagavata. And Granta Bhagavata you can know through Bhakta Bhagavata. Bhakta Bhagavata are three types. Murchit Kasar, Nirdut Kasar, Prapta Parsad Bhagavata Deha. So Jugga Goswami Pad, as mentioned in his Bhakti Sandarbha, that Murchit Kasar, the first stage of Narad Rishi, once he took darshan as a glance, after that Akashvani came, by this body you could not get my more darshan. Why not? Because he had some little desire. I want to do bhajan, but being in Sattvic forest. So this desire showed one kind of form, but in latent position. So it's called Murchit Kasai. Nirdhut Kasai means hot, there's not at all, hot completely wash out. So second example is Sukhdev Goswami. Third was Prapta Parsad Bhagavata Deha. The second stage of Narad Rishi, being an associate of Supreme Lord God, he is traveling all over universes. So why is Bhakta Bhagavata you can know about Granta Bhagavata? Granta Bhagavata also two types. Chaitanya Bhagavata, Srimad Bhagavata. Especially in Dharmakali, under the guidance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, none can advance in Krishna consciousness. So we have to know about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and have to accept him as a guru. Like Das Goswami has told, Sachisunum Nandisara Patitisate Guru Varam. Guru Varam means Sastra Guru. If you want to enter in Krishna realm, have to consider Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Guru Varam means Sastra Guru. So you have to know about Chaitanya Bhagavata and Srimad Bhagavata both. Unless until you are not knowing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not getting master Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, none can advance in Krishna consciousness what to say about entering Krishna's realm. So by this way, if you want to advance, then you have to come to Rupa Goswami's Upadeshamritam. Guruji was discussing in Bhagavad in Russia that Bachamegan Manasar Pradavivam in this world, this is for householder, means householder practice first, who will be renounced. Either Brahmachari or Sannyasi, they must have to be extremely qualified about this. Every year we have seen and we have heard from Krita Prabhupada's lips
earlier our Guru Varnas, they fixed goal after that they saw the process. So why Sri Guru Goswami Pad? Start Bhachavinam, what is the goal here? And what the process? So Sarvamuthiman Prithivim Yetan Veganya Vishayita Dhira Sarvamuthiman Prithivim Sashishya. So Vishayita Dhira, then Dhir Purus, what will be, can control the whole world. How, what kind of Dhir Purus? Vik Vritam Rajapadhu Vidancha Vishnu Sradhan Mita Anusriya Rathaparna Yajya Bhakti Param Bhagavati Pratibhagamam Hidroga Mapa Asu Avalyat Kachirina Dhira Vikritam Bhajavadu Vidancha Vishnu Vikritam, in special way who is playing with Bhajavadu Vi, with so many Bhajavadu. Why not only one Bhajavadu? Bahukantam Naikin, Bahukanta Vinanay Rasarullas. Without so many Kantas, there is no greatness of Ras. So Bhajavadu Vi, Vidancha Vishnu. So who will hear this? Sraddhan Nito, with full faith. After that, moreover, Sraddhanito Anusmiyar have to listen regularly and under guidance. Then what will be the result? Not only Anusmiyar, Atha Varna Yajya. After listening, he have to destroy to others. Then his dog will go away. So who will hear continuously and under guidance and describe later on, he will be dhir. So what is ultimate goal or aim of this Upadesamritam? The Rupa Goswami is telling dhir, Vishayita Dhira. What kind of dhir? Who is always listening pastimes of divine kapun and describe others. For that is process Bhacha Begum, Manasakrodhi Begum. Here is the process and this is the goal. So knowing this, now I have to know, if you enter in Krishna, you want to do bhajan, or toward the aim, we have told us before, Asai Dasya Vishwanu Jaya, then we have to know the relationship first. So what is relation between ourselves and Srimati Radha Thakurani? What is relation between ourselves and Krishna? What is relation between Sri Radha Thakurani, Srimati Radha Thakurani and Sri Krishna? I have to know all these things. What is the relation with Radha Thakurani? And what is relation with Krishna? We have no direct relation with Krishna. Our direct relation is Srimati Radha Thakurani. That's what Swami has told. Madhisa Nathvatte Vaja Vipina Chandran Vaja Vaneshwari Tan Nathvatte Parachala Sukhi Te Tularitam Visakhan Sikchani Vitarana Gurutte Priyasarot Dindra Tatpek Chalari Tatitate Smaramanaha Madhisa Nathvatte. Who is Srimati Radha Thakurani? She is our Swamini. Direct relation with her, but not direct relation with Nandanandan. Who is he? He is the beloved of our Swaminiji, this Durvaka relation. So knowing this, you have to advance in Krishna consciousness. So our direct relation with Radhika, that is our Swaminiji. What she wants, we have to do that. And in which pastimes, the greatness of Radhika has shown, we have to know that also. So, Arjun asked to Krishna, it's mentioned in Adi Purana, again, the Kaviraj Goswami quoted in Chaitanya Charitamritam, that which pastime is best, and why so? Krishna told, Samti Yardavi Me Prajya, Lilastata Manohara, Nahi Jani Smrite Rase, Marame Kiddisham Bhave. I have so many pastimes. And Prajya, Prakrishta Ijja Prajya, all are highly worshipped by sadhakas. Still, even if the Sokha Lila, Vatsalya Lila, or Madhurya Lila, all are very attractive. We have seen Mahendra Desai, his Sokha pastimes is so nice. Vatsala pastime, like Phalvik Traini or Dhammanam, so nice. When do they describe our little pastime with gopis? So nice. So all are very attractive. But Krishna is telling, Lilastata Manohara, Nahi Jane Smrite Rase Manome Kitrishan Bhave. But I don't know how my mind became upset or became too much controlled or I became bewildered only in Ras pastimes. Why so? Because Ras pastime, in Ras pastime, the supremacy of Radhika has shown everywhere. If Radhika is there, then Das pastime is there. If Radhika disappears from Ras dance, then Krishna will not be there. As you have seen in yesterday in Rama play. So, when Raghavendra described to Mahaprabhu that Sri Krishna Chandra took away Radhi Gadha Thakurani from the fear of gopis, then where is the greatness of Srimati Radhika? Well, we have shown it. And only in last past times, the greatness of Radhika has been shown that Anaya Radhika Mundam Bhagavan Hari Nishtara Yanno Vyaha Govinda Pritoda Manaya Draha. The against party gopis, they are and other Sapaksha, Vipaksha, Tatastha, Sripaksha, all are searching for Krishna, but Sapaksha, the supporting party of Radha Thakurani, they are searching Srimati Radhika and Krishna both. When they found the blueprint of Srimati Radhika, they became extremely happy. Oh, our Sakhi is with Krishna Chandra, our Sakhi is not alone anywhere else. And Krishna is not going alone, so he is there. But Vipaksha, they never saw Radhika's lotus feet. Even seeing the footprint, they could not understand who is she or whose footprint is this. So they remark, Anaya Radhitaunam Bhagavan Hari Nishtara Yanno Vihaya Govinda Pritoda Manaya Draha. There must be this gopi has served Hari. So Bhagavan Hari took him in solitary place. And when Mahaprabhu asked that it seems that Krishna became so fearful for all gopis, so he took her, he like kidnapped her, not in front of everyone. Then Ramananda Rai quoted another slok from Gita Govinda, Kamsarinati Samsara Vasanabhata Srinkhala Radha Madaya Hidaye Tattajabraya Sundari. During last dance, Krishna wants to show the greatness of Srimati Radha Thakurani, so give up all gopis. In presence of, in front of all gopis, Krishna took Radha Thakurani and disappeared from Ras dance. By this way, the greatness of Radhika have been established. And why, though you Vaishnavas, you want to be inclined towards Radhika, if we want Krishna prem, but Krishna prem is Asharyatya prem towards Krishna, like the Bhagavad Gita Maharaj told, not Krishna prem, but Radha prem and Asharyatya prem. Why so? Because Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told, Radhika Dasi Yadi Hoy Abhiman Sikha Milayatava Gokula Kan. If we have ego or pride, proud that we are made servant of Srimati Radha Thakurani, Krishna is very easily possible for us. So, our Gaudiya Vaishnavas are telling, Bhaktirna Krishna Charanina Karoni Chartin, Radha Padam Bhuja Raja Kanasaha Sena, Tasra Dhinan Jarnipada Vishesa Vetta, Doibadam Mekul Sati Dasi Buddhim. Bhaktirna Krishna Charanina Karoni Chartin, you don't want to pray the lotus feet of Krishna. I don't want to any devotion for lotus feet of Krishna. And if someone will hear, oh, why you become so popped up? What is the cause? Then our Guru was replying, Radha Padam Bhuja Raja Kanasaha Sena. I have the small particle of Srimati Radhika feet dust. By this I am so bold, so I am not caring for Krishna. Raja Kanasaha Tvasa Diganta Nipata Vishesa Vetta Doibadam Kalishan Dasi Buddhim. If sometime she will thought that she is my maid servant, then Krishna bound to control by me, so I don't care for Krishna. I always care for Srimati Radha Thakurani. So our Guru has told, Adevi Kapu Bharatat Dabayata Vacha Yaji Nipatta Bhubi Dandavata Vatarati Asra Prasadam Abhudhasta Janasya Pitva Gandhari Vikain Yagani Garanam Videhi. Here also prayer for Srimati Radha Thakurani, not for Krishna. And if we pray for Radha Thakurani and not Krishna, then what will we result? Then our Guru replied, don't worry. Why not? Because Krishna never be alone. He always controlled by Srimati Radhika. How come? Radha Prayati Vipinam Vipinam Prayati Radha Nikunja Sadani Sachatatra Nittam राधा सुखे सुखम उपेत दुखे च दुखी कृष्ण पदार्थ खोलो स्मृति न स्वतंत्र राधिका एंटर इन एनी बिपिन एनी फॉरेस्ट कृष्ण एंटर देयर इफ राधिका इज निकुंज सदन इन देन कृष्ण एंटर देयर इफ राधिका इज हैप्पी कृष्ण हैप्पी इफ राधिका इज अनहैप्पी कृष्ण अनहैप्पी सो नेवर बी अलोन सो कृष्ण ऑलवेज कंट्रोल्ड बाय श्रीमती राधिका Now time has been passed, so all are looking towards the lotus leaf. Want to listen from the lotus leaf. So I want to finish here, and other time when we get time, then we'll explain other thing. Hare Krishna. Bancha koko karu bhakti sukha sundu bhai bhakti sukha
sundu bhai. Now Radhika ji ke tatva ke sambandh mein bahut kuch. इसमें जयदेव जी के द्वैत गोविंद का भी उदाहरण दिया कि चोरी करके ले गए तब पर राधा जी की महिमा नहीं हुई सबके सामने किसी की अपेक्षा ना करके ले जाए तो राधिका जी की महिमा है और भी बहुत से उदाहरण इन्होंने दिए अब भक्तिसार महाराज जी इस बोलेंगे Better you should see time to time he speaks and we have some time. 15 minutes you should speak and 15 minutes.
सप्तकंशनगौरं गीराधे वृन्दवनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुदेवे नमः Shri Jayaputtev Goswami and our Goswamis, they can actually write beautiful stavana stuti glorifying Srimati Radhika. So our words are like those of little broken children, broken words of children. But for the pleasure of Srila Gurudev, we will try to speak something. So Srimati Radharani, she appeared in Babel and her father, she's known as Vrishabhanu Nandini. Because Vrishabhanu Maharaj, he was going to take his bath early in the morning, and he saw a beautiful thousand-petaled golden lotus flower. And in the middle of that lotus flower was a beautiful baby girl, kicking her legs and moving her arms. And he was completely captivated. So he took this little girl home with him. And they were very overjoyed to have such a blessing. Actually, Brahma said in a voice that this is the Swarup Shakti, Kalanini Shakti of Bhagavan himself has appeared. And Vrishabhanu Maharaj took her home. Narad Muni, in the meantime, he already knew about the appearance of Krishna. So because he is Vaishnava, he knows that wherever there is Parashaktiman, Parashakti cannot be far away, must also be coming. So he knew that Krishna had appeared, but now he wanted to find, oh, where is his Parashakti? So he was going around Braj, chanting, and going from door to door to find if there was any appearance of some baby girl. And when he came to the home of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, he asked, oh, do you have a new baby here? And Vrishabhanu Maharaj says, yes, and he brought his one-year-old boy, Sridhar. And Narada said, no, no, newer baby. So he said, well, actually, yes, I have a new baby girl. And Narada became very excited. She said, oh, may I please, have you done any sanskar for her, a birth ceremony or blessings? No, not yet. Oh, please, you allow me to do this. So Vrishabhanu Maharaj was very pleased to have such a great, exalted sadhu to come and do this ceremony for Radhika. So he brought her into Radhika's room And then he went to go get all the paraphernalia for such puja, samskar. Now Narada was in ecstasy, looking at the beautiful little girl, and he closed his eyes and he began to offer prayers. Suddenly, he heard a very Pragalba voice. Hey, Narada, open your eyes and look upon your Ishtadev, Devi. So, who is speaking in such a bold voice to Narada? This is Lalita Sakhi. So Narada opened his eyes, and there was Srimati Radhika in her Navakishori form. Not to just entering the period between childhood and adulthood, and most beautiful age. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has described that Krishna, being absolute truth, he's unlimited, infinite, and he's also infinitesimal. But we cannot have a relationship with the infinite or the infinitesimal. So because he's absolute, Krishna also has a very charming medium form. If you go out and look at the universe, which is limited, but it's so vast, it's very difficult to feel a relationship with the universe. What to speak of? The unlimited expanse of Krishna, or his infinitesimal form as Paramatma, and smallest, smaller than the smallest. Very difficult to feel a relationship there, or to have a relationship. But Krishna is absolute, therefore he's also a beautiful medium size that we can relate with and have a beautiful relationship with. So that form of the absolute, which is medium size, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, the all accommodating, charming medium size. It's accommodating both the infinite and the infinitesimal, and you can see it before your eyes. So now he got to see the all accommodating, charming form of the Parashakti Radhika herself in that just beautiful age between childhood and adulthood. So when Narada saw Srimati Radhika in that form, accompanied by her eight Kayavyuha Shaktis, the eight principal Sakis, he immediately went into ecstasy, fell on the ground, rolling, weeping, and crying. Just at that moment, Vrishabhanu Maharaj came back in with the paraphernalia for doing the puja. And instantly all the Sakis disappeared, and Srimati Radhika became just a little baby girl again in her crib. And Vrishabhanu was looking, oh my goodness, what happened to Narada Muni? He's rolling on the ground. Did something happen? Are you all right? And Narada composed himself quickly and said, oh, everything is all right. And so he got this very beautiful sporty, a private darshan of Srimati Radhika. So wherever there is Krishna, Radhika will not be very far away. And Krishna's love, Krishna's sweetness and beauty attracts Radhika so much. And Krishna wanted to know, is there any love like Radhika's anywhere in this universe? So we all know how he saw her prem by Chitya, how she was, even though sitting on his lap, she was weeping in separation from him. And yet when he was not there, they were feeling comforted by embracing Tamaltri, seeing Krishna everywhere. So he went to Mathura and so many Mathura Ramanis, and he went to Dwarkadish, and then he even arranged to try and enjoy and see if there's any love like Radhika's in all the different species of life. Rescued the 16,000 princesses and queens and girls who were from all parts of the universe that Narakasura had kidnapped. And this way he could taste all different moods of Radhika and her different expansions as these different girls and forms. But never, never he could find anywhere in the whole universe anyone whose love was like Radhika's. So he tried himself and he failed. So therefore, he realized, I have to now, to understand Radhika's love, I will have to assume her moods or bhavs. And therefore, Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to fully understand her love. And we're so very, very fortunate in this particular Kali Yuga. Srila Gurudev gave astounding information last year in Berlin. He explained, because the question may arise, in the Nitya Lila, in Dwarka Dham, Krishna is very satisfied. He is
completely satisfied with the service of Rukmini and Satyabhama and all his queens. But during his Leela, in Prakat Leela, in this manifestation, in this Kaliyug, when he goes to Mathura, he's weeping in separation from the gopis. So Verde said, we'll have to reconcile this because it, Rupa Goswami has described that Krishna, Radhika, they never step a foot outside of Vrindavan. So who is this Krishna who is weeping in Mathura, who when he goes to Dwarka, in spite of having 16,180 wives, is still crying at night and wetting his pillow, calling on Radhika's name. So who is that? Dwarkadish. So Gurudev explained that these are special manifestations of Rajendranandana Krishna. This is not Vasudev Krishna and Dwarka or Mathureshwar in Krishna and Dwarka. This in Mathura. This is a special manifestation called Vyogi Krishna. And that Radhika, who is in Vrindavan, V for Viparlamba, separation mood. Yoga means union. So Krishna is feeling union and separation, Vyogi. And Radharani is also feeling Vyogini, union and separation. And again, when they are meeting in Kurukshetra, who is that Krishna and who is that Radha if they have not ever left Vrindavan? This is some Yogi Krishna and some Yogini Radhika. And there they are having meeting, but they are feeling separation from Vrindavan Dham. So Gurudev explained all these beautiful truths about Radha Tattva, and on there's one last thing that Gurudev said last year in Berlin, and he said, I think that most devotees will not be able to understand this subject, and I'm certainly one of those. But even if I continually speak about it, only a high class of devotee can realize something, and yet I am explaining it. I don't know why I am telling you this. This is my bad habit. I want to forget management and other external activities. I want to immerse myself and weep bitterly like the gopis do for Krishna. I want to serve Srimati Radhika and be very happy to control Krishna. I want that she will order me, be at the door of the kunj and don't let Krishna come in. These pastimes are in my heart. So, in Vedic tradition, on someone's birthday, they give the gift. Now, in the Western culture, people give gifts to the person having the birthday. So also we gave gifts to Srimati Radhika from all over Mathura yesterday. Gifts were coming by the wonderful arrangement of Gurudev to celebrate her appearance day. But also, I think I can be bold to ask Srimati Radhika that on this, her celebration of her appearance, that she will fulfill Gurudev's desire very soon, please. Hare Krishna.
Now Shyam Rani will speak 15 minutes, not more than that.
Om Ajnana Simirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksuram Nilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my Paramaraja Sam, Dikshi Guru Padipadma, Nichalila Purishta, Om Vishnu Pad, Astotra Siddha Sri Srimachula Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my Paramaraja Sam, Dikshi Guru Padipadma, Om Vishnu Pad, Astotra Siddha Sri Srimachula Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. To all of our Guru Varga and all the assembled devotees. As Srila Gurudev has said in the last few nights, and as the speakers have so nicely said, Srimati Radhika is manifestation of the highest love, Madanatya Mahabhava. Her emotions are the reality, and all emotions in this material world of love, hate, envy, desire, lamentation, happiness, are all perverted reflections of the real emotions of Srimati Radhika. So, Radha Tattva is Prem Tattva. And Prem Tattva has two divisions. One is separation and one is unity.
Sometimes Srila Gurudev explains that separation is higher, and sometimes he explains because in separation one forgets everything external and only becomes absorbed in inner moods. But we've also heard him say that meaning is higher, and we'll discuss both of those. So one feature of separation, Srila Gurudev explains everywhere he goes in the West, when he speaks about the five bhaktas, the highest among whom is Uddhav, and then Uddhav's glorification of Srimati Radhika. Krishna sent Uddhav to Vrindavan to go to the school of the principle of love, Srimati Radhika, to go to her university, where her expansions, Lalita and Vishakha, are the headmasters. So Krishna sent Uddhav so that he would learn the meaning of the 2.5 letters, prema, in the same place where Krishna learned about love. As was quoted yesterday or the day before, Radharani is asking Vrindadevi, what is Krishna doing? Oh, he's learning love from his dancing master. That is your image, which he sees everywhere, just like the leaves learn from their dancing master, the breeze, the wind, and uncontrollably they fly in the tune of their dancing master. So Krishna is uncontrollably lost, taking shelter of the love of Srimati Radhika. So Krishna is sending Uddhava to learn in that same university so that Uddhava could experience some of that love and come back to Dwarka and relieve Krishna's feelings of separation by his new understanding. So when Uddhava went there, he met the gopis, and under Radharani's inspiration, he was given a test to enter into her university of love. He failed that test miserably because, as Gurudev said, one required 85% and he only got 25%. He was questioned by her inspiration in his examination. That is, please tell us, oh Shyam, you're Shyam like Krishna, but you're not that Shyam. You're wearing his pitambara, you're wearing his garland, and you're also Shyam, but you're not that Shyam. You're coming from that Shyam. Please tell us something about our Shyam. We have a question about love. That is, we see that the birds take shelter of a forest, and they get so many benefits from the forest. But when that forest goes up ablaze, the birds don't remember the forest at all, and they run away without caring at all. Somebody goes to Gurukula, and they learn so much from the teacher. But once they get the diploma, they completely forget about that Gurukula and their teachers. No more relationship. And some beggar, he's going door to door, begging some alms and giving some instructions for the welfare of the person in the house. As soon as he gets the alms, he forgets the person, no more instructions, and he goes away. So under Radharani's inspiration, the gopis are asking Buddha, how is it that our love was so strong? We gave up everything. We gave up our chastity to husband. We gave up our consideration of abuse of society. Krishna apparently also gave up everything to meet with us. And then all of a sudden, he disappeared, never to come back again. How is it that such a love, which is selfless, somehow or other it appears to have broken? And what did Uddhava do? Gurudev said he scratched his head. He couldn't answer at all, and therefore he couldn't be admitted. The gopis brought him to their Priyasati Radhika so that he could witness her love and separation. But somebody was already there witnessing her love and separation, and that is Sri Krishna. As Madhava Maharaj just mentioned, in order to make Radharani happy, Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura, thinking that something is lost in meaning. Every time Radharani is feeling meaning for me, like a train through Oprah, then she thinks that I'm separated from her, and she weeps and beats her chest, thinking that I'm gone and I'll never return. But when I'm not there, then she chastises the cloud. Not, oh cloud, but, oh Krishna, I know what you did. I don't want any relationship with you anymore. Or when she sees a tamal tree, she may embrace it, thinking that it's me. But something is lost in meaning, and everything is gained in separation. So this person who was thinking like that, he thought, well, I'll make Radharani and the gopis happy by leaving Vrindavan. But what happened? It got worse for them and it got worse for him. He felt more separation and they felt more separation. So Uddhav now is witnessing this loving separation of Srimati Radhika. But somebody had already come to witness it, and that is a bumblebee. But who is this bumblebee? Srila Gurudev said this bumblebee might very well be Sri Krishna, who, always desiring to be astounded by the love in meeting and love in separation of Srimati Radhika, came to be astounded in the form of that bee. So Radhika told that bee, "Oh bee, don't touch my feet. I know why you've come. You've come to make a compromise. You want me to make a compromise with that other black. You're black and your mustaches are, I know they're filled with kumkum and that's how they got their orange color. How? Because you've just come from Mathura. Everything that Radharani sees is in her, as Srila Gurudev explained yesterday, in her very, very highest Madanapi Mahabhav, which no one but her can understand. So she's now in this Mohanbhav, which is included in the Madanapi Mahabhav. Now she's in Mohanapi Mahabhav. And she's saying, I know why, because she's seeing everything in relation to her Madhurya Bhav. She's not seeing Krishna in relation to any Aishwarya Bhav, though she says, I've heard from Purnamasi that Krishna has so many incarnations. But I know that in Krishna's past lives he was the same black that he is now. And he sent his black messenger. I know that your mustaches are orange from kumkum. Why? Because you've come from Mathura and you've been on the garland of Krishna after he's embraced one of his queens, also trying to get rid of Hermann. Krishna spends the whole day in Dwarka going from one to another, or in Mathura rather, going from one to another. And I know that you're wasting your time with us because we're too intelligent to make any compromise with Krishna. We know him better than anyone. You tell me, O B, that Lakshmi loves Krishna. She serves Krishna. She knows how sincere he is. But I know that Lakshmi doesn't know anything about Krishna. She's new. But we're old. We know Krishna very well. So we know why you have your mustaches like this. Because Krishna was trying to get rid of the man of his queen. And you sat on that garland. And therefore you have that kumkum from that queen. You can go from queen to queen, and when you go to them, they'll give you some remuneration and will be satisfied trying to break their mind. But you can never get any satisfaction here because we've lost everything on account of Krishna, and now we're just like birds in the forest. We've heard about his past life when he was black. We heard when he was Ram, and he was just as black. He was Sham then also. And he had the same problem as he has now. He couldn't stay away from a lady even for one moment. So even he killed a monkey just to get back his wife because of his lust just like he has now. And Vamadeva, he was black also. He's that same black Shyam Sundar. And he was offered everything by Bali Maharaj. But what did he do in return because he's such a cheater? He bound him up. First he took everything. He took the lower planets, the middle planets, the upper planets. He went through the universal covering and then he asked, where should I put my other foot? Bali Maharaj surrendered his whole head. And what did he do? He bound him up and sent him to the lower planets. So we know that black Sri Krishna. So Uddhav is hearing these beautiful prayers and separation and being astounded, thinking that I thought that I had some love for Krishna. But now I see that Radharani's love and the love of her sakis, the gopis, they're like Mount Everest. And looking up at that Mount Everest, way, way up, my cap fell off because I had to look so high. So he's praising that in this village of Raj, the purification of the entire universe is Radharani and the Rajaramanis because their songs and separation purify the entire universe. When he was speaking to them, Srimati Radhika told Uddhav, if Krishna asks you how we are, tell him that we're fine. We're not worried at all. We're not feeling separation at all. Why? Because if you have a very, very old rag, and you wet that rag and squeeze it, what will happen to that rag? It's so old and tattered that it will break into pieces and just shrivel. So Krishna is already feeling so much separation from us that if he hears what we're going through, if he hears about our separation, surely he'll die. We know that Krishna never lies. He always speaks the truth. And he said, I was coming back May 1st, Nanga. Tomorrow, day after tomorrow, I'll certainly be back. We're keeping our lives. Why? Because if we would die and Krishna keeps his promise and comes back tomorrow, day after tomorrow, or whenever he comes back, and he hears from the residents of Vrindavan that we've died, that I've died, then surely he'll die. So just tell Krishna we're doing fine. So Uddhava went back to Krishna after praying that he would become a blade of grass so that when Radhika and her sakis, her expansions of her moods, are going for their meetings with Krishna, then the dust of her feet will fall on his head. So when he went back and revealed the glory of the love of Srimati Radhika to Krishna, instead of being pacified, Krishna's feeling of separation increased even more. Another aspect of this loving separation is Srimati Radhika and her sakis, her expansions, singing gopi geet. It appeared in her chanting of gopi geet that it was for her own benefit that she wanted Krishna's association, that she would die without it. But Srila Gurudev revealed in a deep meaning of the song of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you all know the song Sri Radha Krishna Padakama Mema. So in that song is one line, Dela Jedivar Na Asive Ara. In the general meaning of that verse, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is speaking for us that at every moment my life is going towards death, in waves towards the ocean of death. And I haven't done bhajan, so I don't know what will become of me. But the real deep meaning of this line is the gopis headed by Srimati Radhika are speaking to Krishna, who is hiding in some kuch, again, just to be astounded by the love and separation of Srimati Radhika and her associates. So really, Srimati Radhika is saying that now we are in the prime of youth. We're in the most beautiful time when beauty is at the extreme most. And, oh Krishna, you're not seeing us now. So therefore you can experience real happiness. If Krishna says to them, well, I can see you sometime soon, no problem. No, you don't understand. This very moment is the height of our youth and the height of our brilliant beauty. So if you don't see us now, then your life can never be successful. So actually they're speaking only for Krishna's benefit. The same thing, another love and separation of Srimati Radhika in Kurukshetra, which was also mentioned by Sri Padmada Maharaj. It appears that Radharani is speaking on her own behalf, saying that the residents of Vrindavan are dying without you. Even the bumblebees are not humming or taking any honey from the bees. They are just rolling on the ground and weeping. It seems like she's speaking on her own behalf, but actually she's speaking for the benefit of Krishna. Why? Because she knows the nature of Krishna. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, I am revealed as I am only to my unalloyed devotee. So Srimati Radhika is not devotee, she's Krishna himself. She's the other half of Krishna. But she is the supreme beloved of Krishna and the only one who can satisfy Krishna by her love. Anyone else who can satisfy Krishna does so by her mercy. Sukha Rupa Krishna, Gauri Sukha Asudan, Bhakti Gana Sukha Dite, Korena Ladini, Koran. That is, Krishna is manifested, is happiness, he takes happiness and he gives happiness to his devotees. These three varieties are caused only by Srimati Radhika. So Radharani knows the nature of Krishna. She knows that he's shy because she's the topmost. She knows him as he is. She knows that he's shy and he can't admit how he's feeling. So instead he said to her in Kurukshetra, you've heard that I'm God? It's true, I'm God. And if you just see me everywhere, then you won't be unhappy. So she knows that Krishna's really feeling so much unhappiness and he can't express it. So she's expressing it so that Krishna won't have to express it, so that he can be relieved of having to admit it, and so that he can take pleasure in her happiness. But just one last point is that Gurudev also says that even though this separation is so high, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas feel that meaning is higher. Otherwise, why won't you, Rupa Goswami, write Lalita Madhava? That again they met when Radharani became Satyabhama. And again they met and Chandravali as Rukmini again became jealous of Satyabhama, who was really Radharani. Why did Kavi Karnapur or Gaudiya Vaishnava stop at Rasa Leela? Only Gurudev said people like Kamsa or Akura or any neutral person, they will want to see Radha and Krishna separated. Or somebody from Chandravali's side, they will want to see Radha and Krishna's separation. But for those in the line of Rupa Goswami, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, I don't want to see the face of anyone who's on the opposite side of Radharani's camp and wants to see that separation. Therefore, in all of our acharyas' prayers, they teach us how to pray. Oh, when will that day come when Krishna is marking your feet with his own names and he's trembling so much that you, Srimati Raghunath Das Goswami, is praying that when will you indicate to me that I should take the pen from Krishna and paint your feet myself just to increase his anxiety. And then when I do that and laugh, you kick me in the head and place upon my head your footprints with the wet lacs that had Krishna's name on the bottom of it that Krishna had put on his head. So the Gaudiya Vaishnavas in the line of Rupa Goswami up to our present Acharya, though separation is so high, they prefer to see Krishna feeling separation from Radharani and lying to Krishna and saying Radharani went there when actually she went there just to increase his anxiety. So we pray at the lotus feet of our Gurudev, our Prabhupada, and all of our Guru Parampara that we'll forget this perverted reflection anxiety and come to the real emotion of serving that Madanati Mahabhag Swarupini Srimati Radhika.
Thank you. Good expression. बहुत अच्छा समय हो गया है और कल होगा. इन्होंने श्रीमद् भागवत में भी प्रामाणिक व्यक्ति का नाम लिया जो कृष्ण के अत्यंत प्राण प्रिय हैं. उद्धव जी को ब्रज में भेजा और वो उद्धव जी स्वयं अपने आप गए, अपने आँखों से अपने भावों से गोपियों को देखा परखा और फिर उन्होंने उनकी स्तुति की. और विशेष करके उनका सौभाग्य हुआ कि भ्रमर गीत को सुना. भ्रमर गीत की वक्ता कौन है? वक्ता कौन है? कैसे प्रमाण क्या है? कोई गोपी हो सकती है? क्या प्रमाण है? इज देयर एनी प्रूफ दैट श्रीमती राधिका इज टेलिंग हर्सेल्फ? It may be another gopi can mention. अरे काचित काचित और वो भी कृष्ण के भावों को ध्यान करती हुई प्रमुख जो गोपी थी वो करे. प्रमुख गोपी है इसने ये सब जो निकले हैं भाव वो राधानी जी के मुख से निकले हैं. इसलिए उद्धव जी ने जो अंत में स्तुति स्तव की वो राधिका जी के लिए की और उसको समझ